This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said, India has the capability to eliminate terrorists at their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
पाकिस्तान में ऐसा कोई ठिकाना नहीं है जहां बैठकर आतंकवादी चैन की सांस ले सके हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said, India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan. He said, the Pakistani army on which these terrorists were relying has been defeated by the Indian armed forces. He said, the masters of terror have now realized that shedding the blood of innocent people will have only one outcome, devastation and utter annihilation.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. He emphasised that Operation Sindoor is a trinity, India's policy, intent and decisive capability. He said Operation Sindoor has boosted the nation's morale, united the country in a thread of unity and protected India's borders. New Delhi today reiterated its long-standing stance of bilateral resolution of any issues related to Jammu and Kashmir. Replying to a question during media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India's policy over this matter has not changed and any outstanding matter is the vacation of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan. The MEA spokesperson said effective response by Indian armed forces compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Early on 10th morning, we had mounted an extremely effective attack on key Pakistani Air Force bases. That was the reason they were now willing to stop firing and military action. It was the force of Indian arms that compelled Pakistan to stop its firing.
Speaking on Indus Waters Treaty, Mr. Jaiswal said after Pahalgam terror attack, India will keep the treaty in abeyance until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures support for cross-border terrorism. He said there is now a new normal and sooner Pakistan gets used to it, the better. The Government of India has declared a Pakistani staff working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said the Pakistani staff has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. Union Minister of State in PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced construction of 600 new bunkers for border residents of Hiranagar sector in Jammu and Kashmir. Speaking to media persons, he said that 2,000 individual bunkers and community bunkers are already constructed for the safety of border residents. To celebrate the valour of India's armed forces after the success of Operation Sindoor, a Tiranga Yatra titled Shaurya Samman Yatra was organised in the national capital today from Kartavya Path to War Memorial at India Gate. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, including Delhi ministers, MPs, BJP General Secretary Tarun Chugh and people in large numbers participated in this Yatra, which was organised by the Citizens of National Security. National Investigation Agency has arrested a key cadre of the militant Kanglipak Communist Party People's War Group in connection with a case of abduction and murder linked to the ethnic violence that took place in Manipur in 2023. In a statement, the agency said, Wycombe Rohit Singh, a resident of Thubul Pangong Lerik in Thubul district, was taken into custody for his alleged role in the conspiracy and execution of the crime. He is currently in judicial custody after completing his remand with the NIA. The case stems from a violent incident that occurred in November 2023 when a Central Reserve Police Force team intercepted a Bolero vehicle in the Kangchup Ching Kong area of Imphal West District. The government has officially designated 23rd September as the date for celebrating Ayurveda Day each year. In a statement, Ayush Minister said that this change marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda Day on Dhanteras. The ministry said that Ayurveda Day has been commemorated annually to promote Ayurveda as a scientific, evidence-based and holistic system of medicine that plays a pivotal role in preventive health care and wellness. It also noted that in the coming decade, the date of Dhanteras would continue to vary widely between 15th October and 12th November, posing logistical challenges for organizing national and international observances. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today inaugurated two new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru. Highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility, Mr. Vaishnav informed that this is India's first design center to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, which is a milestone firmly in the global league of semiconductor innovation. The minister said that the inauguration of this major semiconductor design center in Uttar Pradesh is a critical step towards developing a pan-India ecosystem that harnesses the rich talent available across the country. Indian defence stocks surged up to 9% in today's trade session after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's push for made-in-India defence equipments. Mr. Modi, in his first address to the nation yesterday, post-Operation Sindoor, emphasised that time has come for made-in-India military gear. He highlighted the proven performance of indigenously developed weapons. The share price of Bharat Dynamics surged the highest among the defence stocks, jumping 9.4% to 1,718 rupees on the national stock exchange. Hindustan Aeronautics share price gained 4.6% to trade at an intraday high of 4,645 rupees. India's retail inflation eased to 3.16% in April from 3.34% in March, driven by significant easing in food prices. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation after July 2019. Meanwhile, inflation in rural areas stood at 2.92% and at 3.36% in urban regions. According to the Ministry, the significant decline in headline inflation and food inflation during the month of April is mainly attributed to decline in inflation of vegetables, pulses and products, fruits, meat and fish, personal care and effects and cereals and products. The prestigious 78th Cannes Film Festival is all set to begin at French Riviera in France tonight, bringing with it a global celebration of cinema, fashion and art. The 12-day event will serve as one of the world's most glamorous stages, bringing together filmmakers, actors and cinema lovers from around the globe to celebrate and showcase the very best of international cinema. The opening ceremony of the festival will take place tonight. Films of all genres, including documentaries, will be premiered during festival, with winners crowned in categories including Best Director, Best Actor and the coveted Palme d'Or. At the ceremony, highly acclaimed American actor, producer and director Robert De Niro will receive an honorary Palme d'Or. As the Khelo India Youth Games approach their conclusion, gymnastics events were held today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In women's artistic gymnastics, Nishika Agrawal from Telangana clinched the gold medal. Anushka Patil from Maharashtra secured the silver, while her state mate Sara Ravul earned the bronze medal. In the rhythmic gymnastics club final, Maharashtra's Subhashree won the gold medal, while Parina, also from Maharashtra, claimed the silver. Parina has now won a total of 5 medals, 3 gold and 2 silver in this edition of the Games. Mishika from Haryana secured the bronze medal in this event. In the hoop final, Maharashtra's Parina bagged the gold medal. Rachel Deep from Delhi took silver and Maharashtra's Devangi Harshal Pawar earned the bronze. In the ball final, Kimaya Karle from Maharashtra claimed the gold medal. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.